The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stettmiller. Welcome to the program today. It is Tuesday, the 10th of March already. 10th of March, 2015. And I was going to have somebody from the Penn Foundation. And evidently, organizations, and especially lawyers, they're really bad with affiliate relations or scheduling out interviews. They're just all a Twitter. People have board meetings, and I said, well, why did you release your information to me if you didn't want me to call you and get you on air? And it also involves our dear friends over at the ACLU. And you know my feelings about that. But apparently, this is the wave of the future, folks. And when I say that, I mean lawsuits. If you don't have a Congress, you know, being the watchdog, so to speak, and they do that supposedly by legislation, by not passing anything that's unconstitutional. Yeah, there's a laugh. And then we got the rulemaking and policymaking and all of those other things. And they're really good at sidestepping anything that resembles the law in this country. So I think the wave of the future is going to be lawsuits, specifically targeting acts of aggression and, well, terrorism, if you will, from the government on the people. I talked to their communications manager over at Penn American, and Susan Nossel, she's the Penn American Center, and they joined up with the ACLU. And this is on the lawsuit to stop mass internet spying. And it's a coalition of human rights, legal, and media organizations that are challenging the NSA. And here's the skinny on it. Baltimore, Maryland, the American Civil Liberties Union today filed a major new lawsuit on behalf of a broad group of organizations, including Penn American Center, challenging the National Security Agency's mass interception and search of Americans' internet communications. Now, at issue is the NSA program called Upstream, through which the government taps into the physical backbone of the internet, fiber optic cables, and switches that carry data in and out of the United States. Now, the lawsuit filed in federal court in Maryland challenges the NSA's violations of plaintiffs' privacy rights under the Fourth Amendment and infringements on the First Amendment rights of free expression. The complaint also argues that Upstream exceeds the authority granted by Congress under the FISA amendments and that Act of 2008, which allows, of course, the NSA to target the communications of foreigners abroad. Now, the case was brought by Pan American Center and other human rights, legal, and media organizations, as I said, whose work requires them to engage in sensitive communications with people outside the United States, including professional colleagues, clients, journalists, and victims of human rights abuses. Penn contends that the Upstream interferes with its ability to fulfill its mission in defense of freedom of expression worldwide by violating the confidentiality of its communications and by making it more difficult to obtain crucial information from contacts and sources, including persecuted and endangered writers around the world who often communicate with Penn at significant personal risk. Writers turn to Penn to help when they are being persecuted, targeted, or watched, said Suzanne Nossel, executive director of Pan American Center. When our own emails and internet searches silence and interception and undermines our role as a trusted refuge and confidential source of support for vulnerable writers facing threats from their own repressive governments. Up to and including the United States government, with journalists, if they've got the cojones, that is, to be overseas and do honest reporting. Now, in the course of surveillance, the NSA copies and combs nearly all text-based internet traffic entering and leaving the U.S., including emails, web browsing content, search engine queries, which it intercepts with the help of major telecommunication companies. And here again, these are the people that need to be sued as well. Government knocks on the door. Oh, yes, come on in. Do whatever you want to whomever you want as many times as you want. Now, it searches that traffic for thousands of keywords called selectors associated with its targets. In doing so, the NSA reviews without warrant the emails and internet activities of millions of ordinary citizens. Penn's research, their research shows that fears surrounding NSA surveillance have driven writers in both the U.S. and abroad to curtail what they write. In every medium, from emails to novels to social media, Upstream and other NSA programs that comb through private correspondence are fueling widespread self-censorship. We've talked about this before. And it's happening to the common man out there. You've been doing it. You've been self-censoring yourself. Well, should I really type that in email? Because I know they're listening. You know, that's why we're giving away that kryptonite. It's actually an encryption device that the NSA can't break. And the NSA is not happy with anybody, any company or corporation, that is, that wants to use an encryption that they have a hard time getting into. Oh, poor boys. Now, what this is doing is eroding the foundations of privacy and confidentiality necessary for free expression to flourish. Penn has documented self-censorship as a result of the NSA surveillance in two studies, one of the U.S. writers in November of 2013 and one of the international writers in January of 2015. Now, in addition, Pan American Center plaintiffs in the case include Wikipedia Foundation, Amnesty International USA, the Global Fund for Women, Human Rights Watch, The Nation Magazine, National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, the Rutherford Institute, and Washington Office on Latin America. Now, the lawsuit follows a previous Pan American Center and ACLU lawsuit challenging the NSA's warrantless wiretapping program, Clapper versus versus Amnesty, I guess is the case. The Supreme Court dismissed that case in February 2013 in a 5-4 vote on grounds that the plaintiffs could not prove that they had been subject to spying. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Can't prove it. Can't prove it. But the proof is there. They're doing it. They admitted they're doing it. But you got to offer the proof that they're doing it. I'm a little confused. Now, Edward Snowden said that in the 2013 ruling contributed to his decision to expose certain aspects of the NSA's surveillance activities, including upstream, in the summer of 2013. And don't you know that Snowden, major pain in the posterior for these people. And where is he at? Well, he's in Mother Russia. And when he communicates by email, guess what happens? That's right. You know, it was an interesting, and I'll see if I can get, I don't know if they can provide any more information than this, but I'll see if I can contact Susan Nossel if there's anything pertinent and it would be worthwhile to do an interview with her. So we'll check that out. U.S. Israeli military advisors accused of aiding ISIL arrested in Iraq. No, they're not doing that. No, ISIL is just a group of fanatic jihadists that, they're taking all comers from any country. And where are they getting their funding? Where are they getting their training? Where are they getting their help from? That's right. CIA and Mossad. Probably with a little mix of MI5, MI6 in there as well. American and Israeli military advisors were arrested while aiding Islamic State terrorists in Iraq. Iraqi counterterrorism forces arrested four foreign military advisors from the United States and Israel who were aiding the Islamic State. And this is according to the Iranian Tasman news agency. Three of the arrested military advisors are dual citizens of the United States and Israel. Now there is a big, fat surprise. Remember we had the Wolfowitz and all those guys, dual citizens? Now the fourth advisor on this is a Persian Gulf, is from the Persian Gulf country, Iraq's Smarma news agency said. The foreign military advisors were captured in a headquarters from where the Islamic State organized its military operations in Iraq's northern province of Nawa. Now, the arrests were made during the operation codenamed the Sting of the Scorpion. A number of other Islamic State fighters have been killed during the assault, and the detained foreign advisors now have been transferred to Baghdad. You know, I mean, this is the open secret in front of everybody's face. And everybody knows this is going on. There's no secrets here. There is no, every foreign government understands this. Half the population of the damn planet knows this. But does it stop them? No. What I've said before about these creatures, these psychopaths, these globalists, they're ne'er-do-wellers, they're organizations, they're paid assassins. They've got a job to do. But if you notice the arrogance behind this, I mean, just straight out arrogance. And I've always said this will be their undoing. Now, if you're going to run this flim-flam operation, this ISIS or ISIL, take your pick. I prefer ISIS. Thank you, Mossad, for that. If you're going to do this, you would at least try to couch it. You would try to hide it. And it's the world's worst kept secret. Everybody understands what's going on. But it's not, of course, it's not being reported in the news. You and I know about it. Many Americans know about it. But it apparently, in the mad dash to, I don't know, what's their goal in the Middle East? Oh, that's right. Destabilizing and toppling seven governments. Thank you, Israel. We're keeping the timetable. Bibi is having a hell of a time trying to whip up support on the attack, evidently up to and including nuclear weapons on Iran. That is backfired as well. Story's out. He's been saying they've had nukes since 1993. Oh, they're going to have them in a couple of years. Oh, they're going to have them in a couple of years. 2000. Oh, they're going to have them in a couple of years. 2006. Oh, they're going to have them in a couple of years. They haven't got them yet. They've been inspected. They don't want them because they know they're being watched. And brother, are they ever being watched? So, you know, here's another instance of trying to whip up under... Does any of this sound familiar, folks? The false flags? The justification for war? Even George Bush admitted it was a conspiracy. Going into the Middle East, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. And they trotted out everybody. Colin Powell didn't matter. Oh, yes, 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 yes. There's weapons of mass destruction. Oh, there's yellow cake. Oh, there's this in Iran. There's... No, there's not. There is not. But there they are, operating in the full light of day, funding, training. Hell, even some of the ISIL fighters are being taken back to Israel for medical attention. Now, why would you do that? I remember George Bush saying, well, you know, when we get somebody in the field and it's one of these evil Iraqis, you know, we take them in and waterboard them. But we're not going to really talk about that because that's illegal torture. We don't want the enemy knowing, you know, how we obtain information. So when they're found on the battlefield, they take them back to Israel and patch them up. Who does that tell you that the personnel is under the direction of? I mean, the Red Cross used to patch everybody up. They do, you know, whatever their side first, and then they take care of the injured and maimed and dying and whatever of the opposing enemy. Not here. No, we just take them back to Israel and we patch them up. China's, I was reading this earlier today, and the gyrations that you're seeing on Wall Street right now, they're actually talking about job numbers and admitted today that, well, even though that last Friday the job numbers were supposedly up, they're really down because we got tens of thousands of layoffs in companies, tens of thousands of layoffs in the fracking oil fields and their production. Just 5 here, 10,000 there, 30,000 here, 40,000 there. Yeah, real job numbers. Real job numbers. And the unemployment, don't forget, folks, remember this. This will make you sleep better tonight. The unemployment rate's down to 5.5%. Shh. Keep that quiet. We don't want everybody to know how well we're doing. I'm sorry. There's over 100 million out of work in this country. One-third of the population. We'll take the break. We'll be back. I want to cover this China International Payment System, or CIPS as they call it, right after this.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20 your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more never looked more uncertain, Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available online at HempUSA.org.
The China International Payment System, or CIPS, is due to kick off this year. You think you're seeing gyrations in the markets today? Bringing the yuan a step closer to becoming a global trading currency, as the new system will make payment transfers just as easy as in dollars and euros. And don't think for a minute that every damn country in the Middle East is going to be using those. Oh, brother. The launch is expected in September or October, depending on how the test goes, a source told Reuters Press. Another person with direct knowledge of the matter said the goal is to start the first phase before December. One of the sources had told the agency the CIPS is ready now and China has selected 20 banks to do the testing, among which 13 banks are Chinese banks and the rest are subsidiaries of foreign banks. Now, CIPS will use the same coding system as other international payment systems, which will make transactions more fluid and rapid. The super network will consolidate and replace the existing multiple clearinghouses that process yuan payments and will rival majors like Visa and MasterCard. The move should help bump the yuan's presence on the international stage as the payment system will make it faster and easier to carry out cross-border transactions using the Chinese currency. It's the fifth most used currency in international payments, according to the SWIFT network. In December 2014, about 2.17% of payments were made in yuan, up from 0.3 0.63% in 2013. Now, for a while, China has been exploring methods to cut dependence on the dollar in other hard currencies. Why do they call them hard currencies? Jeez. Like hard cash. Yeah. Hard currency. In international trade, hoping to settle more deals in yuan currency. Now, China, the world's second biggest economy, grew by 7.4% in 2014, but has trimmed its 2015 forecast to 7%, the lowest growth rate in the last 25 years. Chances are it's going to be lower than that. I think we had a growth rate in the country of like 1% or less here last year. Now, despite the slight slowdown, it's expected to be the fastest growing economy of 2015, according to a poll of economists by Bloomberg. Yeah, that's why they said 7.4%. Yeah, the world's economy is not that bad. It's bad, but it's not that bad. So that's really going to put a dent. You watch what happens with this one. I mean, this is going to be amazing. You're seeing gyrations all over the markets today. And if you think 200-300 points is a big deal, you remember the other day they were just giddy as all get out? Oh, the Dow Jones Industrial Averages were over 18,000. Yippee! You know, every once in a while I watch the guys on the trading floor, and they don't look happy in what they're doing. You know, they just don't have that same exuberance as they used to once have. I'm just amazed. System has not collapsed? Well, they're still pumping money. And I've noticed in the American media, they have stopped using austerity. And that's what the Europeans were calling their little program to monetize their own debt. Now they're just calling it quantitative easing, just like we do over here. And that has not stopped. You're hearing little shakes and rumors, and when the market gyrates a little bit, they're saying, oh, well, yeah, it's just the stock market reacting to Janet Yellen coming out and hinting, not making a declaratory statement, mind you, just hinting that they might start raising rates. They're not going to do anything with rates. Everything will stay just as it is until they decide to pull yield plug. Speaking of Edward Snowden, this is out of The Guardian. Now, I'll tell you about that. Whoops. Well, that was a fast in Euro break. That actually startled me a little bit. All right, let's take the break. We'll be back in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Edward Snowden's astute revelations show that no electronic communications device from hard disk to SIM cards is trustworthy. Back in July 2013, a few weeks after Snowden, his revelations about internet and mobile phone surveillance began, John Naughton says that he wrote a story that's revealed about the hidden wiring of our networked world. Now, Edward Snowden's not the story. The fate of the internet is John Naughton. The spur from the column was my realization of the extent and the astuteness of Snowden's choice of what to collect and reveal. He was not some opportunist smash-and-grab data heist, but a considered informed selection of cases which he thought that the National Security Agency was violating the U.S. Constitution and or circumventing its laws. Snowden was clearly no stereotypical left-wing dissident. He seemed closer to what the U.S. constitutional lawyers called an originalist, someone who regards the Constitution as sacred, inviolate, a document that citizens and their governments must continue to respect and adhere to. If Snowden were in the U.S. today, I suspect he would be a supporter of Rand Paul. Maybe not. I am certainly not a supporter of Rand Paul. He's a better brand of something that's bad. Now, what Snowden did was careful and considered. He identified examples of what he regarded were unconstitutional activities on the part of the NSA, and then downloaded documentary evidence of these activities that would corroborate his judgment. Given the staggering scale of the activities revealed, I remember thinking that it would take us a long time to realize the full extent of the surveillance mesh in which we are entangled. And so it is proved. Edward Snowden, on a live stream from Moscow, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Edward Snowden on a live stream from Moscow in 2014, to concern the consummate hacking capabilities of the NSA and its overseas franchises, the first of which came not from Snowden, but from Kaspersky, a computer security firm, showed that for at least 14 years, a unit of the NSA had succeeded in infecting the firmware that controls hard disk drives with malicious software that's able to persist even through reformatting of the disk. Something we're experiencing right now with our encoder. Isn't that amazing? I am just fascinated. Firmware is computer code embedded in a read-only silicon chip. It's what transforms a disk from a paperweight into an actual storage device. And the hack is significant. The Kaspersky researchers who uncovered this said its ability to subvert hard drive firmware surpasses anything else that they had ever seen. Now, being able to compromise firmware gives an attacker total control of the system in a way that is stealthily and lasting, even though software you have software updates that go through the computer, which means that the unsuspecting victim can never get rid of it. If you think this has nothing to do with you, the compromised drives were manufactured by most of the leading companies in the disk drive business, including Western Digital, Seagate, Toshiba, IBM, Micron, and Samsung. And, you know, if you want to, check your PC or your laptop to see which one of those companies made your drive. Now, the second revelation last month came from GCHQ presentation provided by Snowden and reported it online publication, The Intercept. Documents showed that a joint NSA-GCHQ team had hacked into internal computer network of Garamalto, the world's largest manufacturer of SIM cards, stealing in the process encryption keys used to protect the privacy of mobile communications internationally. Now, SIM card database hack gave U.S. and U.K. spies access to billions of cell phones. And among its customers, Garamalto makes the chips used in mobile phones, I should say, and credit cards, and numbers among its customers, AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint, and 450 other mobile network providers. It currently produces about 2 billion SIM cards a year. Now, if the attempted breach were successful, it would give security agencies the potential to monitor covertly the mobile phone communications of large portions of the world's population. Garamalto has conducted an investigation which concludes that there are reasonable grounds to believe that an operation by the NSA and a GCHQ probably happened. I can just hear a federal judge right now. Okay, you need to prove that. You need to prove that. But the attack only breached office networks and could not have resulted in a massive theft of SIM encryption keys, or so they say. And even if the intruders had stolen encryption keys, the company claims that the intelligence services would only be able to spy on communications on a second-generation 2G mobile network. 3G and 4G networks are not vulnerable to that type of attack. Oh yeah? Well, the implication of these latest revelations is stark. The capabilities and ambitions of the intelligence services mean that no electronic communication devices can now be regarded as being trustworthy. It's not only your mobile phone that might betray you, your hard disk could harbor a snake in the grass as well. Now, no wonder Andy Grove, the former boss of Intel, used to say that only the paranoid survive in the technology business. Given that we have become totally dependent on his industry's products, That knowledge may not provide much consolation, but we now know where we stand.
And we have Edward Snowden to thank for that. Carol in Michigan. Hello, Carol in Michigan.
Yes.
Go ahead, Carol.
Can I talk to Doc Mike?
Talk to whom?
Doc Mike.
Doc Mike.
From Cindy Becker.
And Carol, I think you dialed the wrong number, my friend.
RBN?
Yeah, this is RBN, but I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
My story is I had a few strokes, and my left side is disabled, and I'm not getting any good advice or attention from the medical hierarchy mafia.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I don't know what else to do. I was listening to RBN, to some kind of call-ins with people with the same problem. They had strokes, and they received some recommendation about what kind of vitamins to use or what to do, you know, to save my ass. I don't know what else to do.
You should be listening to Dr. Jennifer Daniels' show, and you should call her. If you're seeking medical advice, I'm not the person to be talking to about that.
No, it's not an advice, it's just suggestions.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, though, if you need help, Carol, with the medical mafia, this is a person that's been attacked by it, and she could probably be of much, much more help than I could ever think about doing. All right, my friend?
Well, how can I get in touch with her?
What is your program on in the weekends? Hold on 1 second here. 7 p.m. 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Do you have an email for her? Let me see if I can pull up an email for you here, Carol. The computer is running slow today.
Support@vitalitycapsules.com.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Support@vitalitycapsules.com.
Did you get that? Carol?
Please dictate that to my wife so she can write it down.
Okay, well, let me do this. Let me take you down. I'm not going to do the dictating on air, but my board op will take you down, and he will talk to your wife. Okay? Okay, Carol? Okay. All right. Yeah, okay. Well, that was a little odd, but maybe Dr. Daniels can help this man. Talking about ISIL a little bit earlier, their next goal? Now they're talking about taking over Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is next in the crosshairs of the self-proclaimed Islamic State, according to one Washington, D.C. think tank. Now, what do you think? Let me just say, right? Yeah, I'll do the story. But Saudi Arabia has been joined at the hip of Israel. And Israel is ISIS. So at any rate, just keeping that in mind. The Islamic State has gone farther than any other extremist group. Yes, with the help of the CIA and the Mossad and MI5 and MI6, yeah. Including Al-Qaeda. That's the creation of the CIA. Thank you very much, boys. And its ability to expand into territories and win and keep the support of its sympathizers. Gee. How much trouble do you think it would be to recruit people in the Middle East that are unhappy with Israel and the United States? Notice that you never hear the actual numbers of the dead people. You know, we're continuing war over there that's not actually been declared. And we're always on the hunt for these terrorists, but they're slippery little buggers. They slip in and out of towns and cities, and they get around other civilians, and, well, those people get blown up as well. But there's been at least a million, I think out of 18 million that were notice past tense, were in Iraq. At least a million of those people have been killed at our hands. No biggie. Women, children, doesn't matter. You know, we're over there trying to tell them to take off their little head wraps, the women. And in the meantime, we're killing the women and their children. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. We want you to have Western values.